Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Regional officials in Afghanistan say the Taliban has kidnapped at least 17 passengers from a bus in the northern province of the country late Wednesday. VOA reporter Aisha Tanzim is in the region.
These 17 passengers were all local residents of the Balkhat district in the Saraipul province, and they were just going from their district to the provincial capital when along the way they were interrupted and kidnapped by the Taliban. While the local elders are negotiating for the release, the relatives are of course really worried.
This is the second mass kidnapping in a week by the Afghan Taliban. 200 people were taken earlier this week by insurgents who set up illegal checkpoints on a highway in the northern Kunduz province. Some were later released, but at least 17 were executed. Somali officials say security forces have killed the gunman who attacked a popular Mogadishu hotel, bringing the death toll from the assault to 24. The country's security minister tells VOA Somali that security forces killed the three gunmen during a shootout in the Ambassador Hotel Thursday morning and rescued 57 hostages the gunmen had held overnight. Being held among them was this man. He says he screamed for help as many people were buried in the rubble and begging for help. The insurgency Al-Shabaab again has claimed responsibility. Somali officials meantime say a senior Al-Shabaab commander, Mohammed Muhammad Ali, also known as Dulia Dain, was killed in a military operation this week. The late commander is believed to have masterminded the April 2015 attack on Kenya's Garissa University College that killed 148 people, mostly students, leaving them shocked. This is VOA News.